Shalom, we're both side today's daf is Erev and Daf Chavav. We have the tremendous chos of finishing the second parak. We are here on Chav Hei Amud Beis in the middle of the sugyas of Karpef. We have four lines up from the bottom. So the Gemara says like this: Ahi Avarnaka Dehavale Leresh Galusa Bebustane. Leresh Galusa had an Avarnaka in his Bustane. Bustane is an orchard. An Avarnaka, Rashi says, is a big tree with a lot of shade. That was made for people to hang out, right? If you can imagine, let's say, a king's courtyard or an officer's courtyard, big open area, big shady tree in the middle where people, maybe there are benches, maybe there's a wall around it, a big area to hang out in the middle of this orchard, of this open space. So, Amar Leila Rav Huna Bar Chinuna, the Reish Galusa said to Rav Huna Bar Chinuna, Li'ovid Marta Kante Delamacha Nechal Nehem Ohasam. Fix it up, meaning so that I can eat tomorrow it was Erev Shabbos. Fix it up so I can have one of my sudas of Shabbos underneath this tree, because sometimes that's what people did. But, l'chora, that it was a, if you look at Rashi over here, he held, the Reish Galusa held, that it was a karpef shlo hukaf l'dira that was bigger than Beis Osayim, right? We talk about a karpef that is not hukaf l'dira, it has walls, but it's not used for residential purposes. So if it's bigger than Beis Osayim, it's going to be usher to carry in, and that's what the Reish Galusa held. And that's what we were dealing with. So he told Rav Huna Bar Chinuna to go fix up a situation and figure out how he can get from his house to the tree, which is in the middle of the orchard. So Azal Avad Kone Kone Mepagos Mishlosha. And so Rav Huna Bar Chinuna went and put rods or reeds less than 3 tefachim away from each other. And if you have a picture over here, so basically it made a path from the house to the tree with these, the rods that were, the reeds that were 3 tefachim away from each other. So you have lavud. It's as if he made walls of a walkway so that he can walk there. So Azal Rava went and shalfinu, and he pulled them out of the ground. Basically, Rava held that there was no, meaning not because it wasn't a good fix, it's because the place didn't need to be fixed. Because he held that once you have this tree, so Rava held that that was like you had built a building in the middle of the area, and now the orchard or the big open space was no longer a karpef, now it was a chatzer. Well, a chatzer can be as big as you want as long as you have walls, right? That's a private area. So Rava did say all this is unnecessary, he didn't need to do this. Also, Rav Papa and Rav Huna Breda Rav Yeshua Nektinu Mimbasrei. And Rav Papa and Rav Huna Breda Rav Yeshua, right, did it even better. Right, not only did Rava took out the sticks and left them, Rav Papa and Rav Huna went and took them away, meaning that they tried to support Rava's shita. So Lamachar, the next day on Shabbos, Ravina asked Rava from the following brayso. So we're going to have a couple of questions on what Rava did. So the brayso is like this. Ir chadasha shamodid in law mi yishivta. Again, in terms of Tchum Shabbos, however far you can walk, right, you have 2,000 miles to walk outside of the city where you're dwelling, wherever you take up residence on Shabbos. So where do you measure that from? Where's the edge of the city? So the Brisa says like this: in Ir Chadasha, a new city, Modin Ulami Yishivta, you count from the last row of houses. V'Yishana Mechomosa, but an old city, you count from the wall. What's the difference? Ezuhi Chadasha, Ezuhi Yishana. How do you define a new city and an old city? So Chadasha Shehok Fala B'Sof Yashva. A new city is when you had the walls and then people came to live inside of it. Yishana Yashva Ulu B'Sof Hukva. An old city is when you had people in it and then you put a wall around. So this case is also like the walls were up and then it was settled. But again, what do we see? If the walls are up and then it was settled, so what do you measure from? An ir chadasha. Then you count from the end of from the city. Then you count from the end of the what's it called? From the houses. Meaning the wall is irrelevant, is not relevant to the equation here. The houses are the edge of the city. So Zotu over here, in the orchard, you had a wall, and then you put up this, you put the tree, or you decided to use the tree to eat there or whatever. That shouldn't make it into a new dwelling, right? Rava said that once you wanted to use the tree, now it's considered to be like a building, and now the rest of it is a chatzar, right? You're not going to rename or reclassify the orchard based on later dwellings, which is exactly what we see by the city. So you needed to make this path with the sticks, like Rav Huna Bar Chinuna said. Another kasha, Amalei Rav Papa LeRava, Tamar Rav Asi. Rav Asi said, meaning this is not considered to be hukaf adira, because Rav Asi said mechitzos adrachlin, that if you have mechitzos for people who are doing construction, lo shmi mechitzos, right, just to keep them out of the shade, that's not considered proper mechitzos, or to make it into hukaf adira. The Alma came into the Sneus Avidalei, lo havi mechitza, because we see it's just for Sneus, just for, how you walk by construction, they have this white sheeting. So that's not a wall, that's just to keep people from looking in. So Achanami came into the Sneus Avidalei, but so too over here. Right, what do you have? You have the wall around the tree, so that's just for privacy. So lo havi mechitza, it's not going to be considered to be a proper mechitza, it's not going to turn it into a residential area, and it's not going to turn the outside into a chatzar. Another kasha, Amar Rav Huna b'Rav Yishur the Rava. Amar Rav Huna, right? Rav Huna said, I mean, again, it's against Rava. This is not Rav Huna b'Rav Yishur, but the actual Rav Huna said that mechitza asuya lenachas lo shmei mechitza. That if you have a mechitza that's made for nachas, is not Yiddish nachas, but nachas is storage. If you have mechitza that's made for storage, so that's not considered a proper mechitza. What do you mean? So the Rabba Bar Avua me'ariva lekula mechosa. Arsaisa Mishum Peira de Beitori. Because you see that Rabba Bar Avuha made Eruvim, Erev Chateros, really, but for the entire town of Mechuza, town by town, because of you had a bunch of holes in the ground that stored food for animals, the Beitori, for cows, really, for oxen. So you had that throughout the town. So, meaning the fences around the town were just to make sure that the storage areas don't get impacted. So you see the fact that they made Eruvim for the entire town shows that the walls, the mechitzas, are not legitimate if they're done for storage. How does it do over here? That mechitza is Ah, sorry, and the Gemara continues. And if you're telling me that these walls around the city are kind of like to protect for the storage food for the cows area, so over here also, the walls around the tree don't make, just to protect the tree, to make sure that people don't, people enjoy themselves and kind of relax. I'm like, what's the storage here? Because Rashi says over here, yeah, because there are people will leave stuff there. People will leave stuff. Maybe they'll take off their clothes and chill a little bit. Leave belongings there. So it's like storage. So either way, you have three stiras, you have three contradictions against Rava, three kashas really against Rava. So, Kari Elayo Reish Kalusa, the Reish Kalusa said about those people, that's the Kashas, Chachamim Hema Lahara Lehitiv Layado. Right, they're smart men, they were smart men, they're Chachamim, but it's not for any good. Right, they don't help at all. Meaning, it was too late. Right, it was too late to fix things. Right, meaning that Rava had taken all out, and then they asked all these Kashas on Rava's Shita on Shabbos. And then it was too late. It was too late to fix it because right, once the Shabbos, you can't build mechitzas, etc., etc. Okay. Fine. Now, back in the Mishnah, we had said, again, we quoted Rabbi Eloi, and quoted three things from Rabbi Eliezer. One of them was that if a karpef is as big as a base core, then it's going to be mutter. Shamatim Rabbi Eliezer, afilu base core. If you flip back to the Mishnah, that was, what's it called? Hold on one second, sorry. I'm trying to flip the alphabet on. Right. Can't find it. Come on. Way too far? Oh yeah, it's on Chof Gimel Aleph. Okay, so if you look at the Rabbi Eloi, it said a bunch of things. Shamati Rabbi Elazar, a filu base core, even a base core, is going to be mutter for a karpef, assuming it is, what's it called? Assuming it is not, even if it's not hukaf adira. Even if it's not hukaf adira. So back to flipping back to our Gemara here. So, masnizin delo kechananya. The Mishnah is not like Chananya. Itanya like lived in a brisa. Chananya Omer v'afilu hi arba'im sa. Right, you can have even arba'im sa, which is actually bigger than a kor. Kor is 30 sa, so it can even be bigger than that. Ki is teratia shel melech, like the palaces of kings. Rabbi Yochanan shnei mikra echad doshu, and they're both learning this out from the same pasuk. Shnei mikra echad doshu. Vayi shayo lo yotza chater atichona. This is when Yeshayahu went to Chizkiah, because Chizkiah was sick. Yeshayahu had not went out to the outer chatzer. And Pasuk says, right, it says, Ksiv ha'ir v'karinan chatzer, right? It's actually written in the Navi as ha'ir, but we say chatzer. So mikan listrat yeshal melech shayu bayaros benonios. Then we see that the palaces of kings, and the chatzeros of the kings, are just like middle-sized cities. So Gemara says, "Ramai kam b'fili." What's the machlokas? Mar sabar ayaros benonios havin beis kor, but mar sabar memsa havin. That says simply machlokas as to how big middle-sized cities are. That will tell you how big the area can be, even though it's not hukaf ladiro. Okay. Yoshio, my boy Hossam, what did Yoshio want to go into the chatzer? Right? What was the whole point? I'm just talking about this story again. Chizkiyo was going to be sick and he's going to pass away. So Yoshio went to him to be reminded of the whole story. The Gemara says that neither of them wanted to go to each other, so Kosh Baruch Hu decided that Chizkiyo should get sick, so Yoshio should have to go do Bikur Cholim. So Yoshio, my boy Hossam, what was Yoshio doing in the chatzer? So Rabbi Baruch Hanu, Rabbi Yochanan, Malamisha, Cholach Chizkiyo, Cholach Yoshio, Yehoshi, Yeshiva Al Pesco. Right, as a schus for Chizkiyo, Yoshio went and made a yeshiva at the exit of the house, I guess of the palace. So it should be zocha to Rufus Shlema. Mekam Tam Chacham Shecholah Shemoshim in Yeshiva Al Pesco. And you see that you should, again, if the Tam Chacham gets sick, you bring the yeshiva to his doorstep. Kumar says Vlav Milsi. That's not actually a good idea, because Dilma Asi the Guru be Satan, because maybe the Satan would come. Rashi Ovir says, because when you have machloksim between the Talmidim, even though it's the Shem Shemayim, they're yelling at each other in terms of Torah, whatever. So then we don't want the Satan, the Hainu Mal Hamavas, Hainu Yitzhar, right? We don't want the Satan involved. Again, just another makor talking about how machlokas really brings calamities. So even if it's really people yelling at each other in Torah, right? Sometimes there's, let's say some ill will. Even though people are learning about the sugya, so it could cause the Malach HaMavis and the Sultan to come, and obviously you don't want that anywhere near someone who is sick. Okay, another thing that Rabbi Eloi heard from Rabbi Elazar, B'chein Shamati Haimenu Anshei Chotzer Sheshachach Echad V'lo Irei Beso. Let's say you made a Eruv Chatzeros, you have, let's say, five is using the example given in the Gemara, five houses that lead into a Chatzer, and one guy forgets to partake of the Eruv. So it's Usser for him to go from his house into the chatzer. So the Gemara wants to know. About now, then we learn, Beso Asr Lahutzi Ulachani Ulachnis Lo Ulahen. Right? What is it? Asr for him, or is it Asr for everybody to go in and out of his house to the chatzer? Right? The Mishnah seems to imply Asr Lo. Right? It's Asr for him to go in and out of his house to the chatzer, but this Mishnah seems to imply that it's Asr for everybody. So Rav Huna, Brei Rav Yeshua, Rav Sheshi is Lo Kasha. It's no problem. Rabbi Elazar ha Rabbanan. Yeah, okay. Nechanami. This is Rabbi Elazar's shita, that it's only usher for him, and the Rabbanan say that it's usher for everybody. Okay. Kishatim Zaloma, the Divrei Rabbi Elazar, Hamavatal Rishus Chatzero Rishus Beis Obitel. Okay. So the Gemara is going to just explain what's the logic between the two. Between the two shitas. So Rabbi Elazar is going to hold that if you look at Rashi over here, that Rishus Beso Bata, that when you're, how is it that a person rejoins the Chatzar and has an ability to carry into the Chatzar, right? I was going to say that in a minute that, you know, people really, really needed their Chatzar, right? No one would live in a house without a Chatzar. So he forgot to make the Erev, and he wants to join in this Erev. He wants to be able to carry into the Chatzar on Shabbos. So what does he do? He's Mevatel Rishus Chatzero. He's Mevatel his share in the Chatzar. And the question is if he's also Mevatel his share in the house. Meaning, I don't know if he's mafker it completely, but he has no portion in the house. So Kishatim Zalomar, when you figure it out, it says like this: the Dibur Rabbi Elazar Mevatel Rishus Chatzero Rishus Beis Obito. Now, according to Rabbi Elazar, a person who's Mevatel his Rishus to the Chatzar also is mevatel his rishus. He's also cancels his claims to his home. So people, I mean, if it's hefker, other people can go there back and forth. The rabbanan for the rabbanan shita. So mevatel rishus batzero rishus beso lubida. But a person who's mevatel his share in the chatzer, so he's not going to just be mafker his house. So therefore, it's still usher for other people to go into his house. Because again, it only belongs to two different people. It belongs to the chatzer belongs to the people who dwell in the chatzer, and the house belongs to the other guy, to the guy who owns his house. It's a problem to carry from one to the next. Of course, it's pshita. Well, it wasn't pshita to me, but that seems to be that machlokas, right? What else would you say? Amrachava said, "Ana baravuna barchina targimna." We explained that lo nitzrucha elu lechamisha shishruyin bechatzer echad. Right? Well, the case really is where you have five people are living in one, right? Share one chatzer. V'shachar echad meyam v'lo yirev. One of them forgot to make an erev. The divrei Rabbi Eliezer, k'shu mevatel reshuso, according to Rabbi Eliezer, when he's mevatel his reshus, his share of the chatzer. Because otherwise, people can't carry into it. So, ein tzarech levatel kol echad le'echad. He doesn't need to mevatel it to every single person. Right, we assume that he means to be to relinquish his any claim on the chatzer for everybody. Right, if he does it generally, the rabbanan. But according to the rabbanan, because he mevatel reshuso when he's mevatel his own reshus, meaning not his own reshus, but his rights to the chatzer. So then, tzarech levatel kol echad le'echad. He has to go to each individual one. So we assume that there's a general kind of being hefker rishus over here. That according to Rabbi Elazar, there's a general hefker on his house and on the chatzer. Once you do that, so then everybody else can carry inside the chatzer, and they can also go in to your house. But according to the Rabbanan, you need to specify each individual person, when your mafker, your chelek of the chatzer. So we assume that he also has to specifically mention his house, and if he didn't, so then we assume that he's not mafkir's house, and therefore people are not allowed to go in there because you have two different owners for the different rishus hayachit, and they're not joined by an eruv. So Gemara says, "Come on, ozla hadatanya. Who is shita? Is the following brisa: the chamisha shurim bechatzer echad. Five people live in one or share one chatzer. Shagach echad mehem v'lo eruv. One of them forgot to make an eruv." Or to join the area, rather, because Yomavatel Rishuso ain't so Yomavatel Rishuso Chalachav Echad. He doesn't have to go to every single person. So that's Kamana Karav Yeliezer. That's Rabbi Eliezer Shita. Rav Kana Masnehachi. Rav Kana taught that, and Rav Tav Yomi Masnehachi taught basically the same discussion, just slightly different, which is, has the same result. Kamana Hazlah Haditanya. Who holds the following brisa? Chamisha Shushurin Bechatzer Echad. Everybody, five people are in one chatzer. Share one chatzer. V'shachet echad mehem v'lo irev. K'shemavata v'shuso ein tzarech levata v'shuso chalecha v'echad. Come on, who's that like? I'm Rav Huna Bar Yehuda. I'm Rav Sheshes K'Ravi Eliezer. Okay, fine. I'm there. Papa Levi. Papa said to Levi, the Rabbi Eliezer. According to Rabbi Eliezer, he Amar lo mevatle mevatilna. If a person says, I'm not actually being mevatel my house, right? We said that according to Rabbi Eliezer, we assume he's also being mevatel his house. Let's say he says straight up, I'm not being mevatel. Or Ul Rabbanan, or according to the Rabbanan, we said we assume that he's not being mevatel the Rishus in his house, right? He's not being mafker his house. So, Amar mevatilna, if he says I am, so my, what's the din? My time is, and we explain both stuff, both sides. Time with Rabbi Elazar, Mishun de Kasavar, is Rabbi Elazar's Shita because we say that I'm mevatel Rishus Chatero, Rishus Beso Bitel, and if a person is mevatel, his share in the chatzar, so his house is also mevatel. Vay Amar, ana lo mevatel. But when this guy says, "I'm not being mevatel," so that works. That would be fine. Odom, or maybe Tamid Rabbi Elazar Mishum the Bayis below chatzar lo avidi inshi the daira. Or maybe because Rabbi Elazar's shita is that a person will not live in a house without a chatzar. So if Kikamar lo mevatel na lav kol kamine. So therefore, when he says, "I'm not being mevatel," marshus to my house, right? He doesn't have the power to do that. It doesn't have the koch to do that because no one's going to live in a house without a chatzer. And afagav damar dayarna lav kunga amar. And even though he said he'll live without a chatzer in the house, so that doesn't, he's not saying anything, right? Because nobody will live in a house without a chatzer. Ul rabbanan, and the flip side, according to rabbanan, yamar mevatel mai. Right? What's the din if we say I'm going to be mevatel? He is going to be mevatel his house, right? Because we assume, according to the Rabbanan, that he does not include the house with the chatzar when he relinquishes his rishus to the chatzar. Time of the Rabbanan rishus dekasavri hamevatel rishus chatzero rishus beisel obidel is the Rabbanan's reason why we don't include the house is simply because vayamar mevatel, because he hasn't said anything. But vayamar mevatel not, but when he says I mevatel my house, so then right, that works. Or the Chacham's reason is that a person is not just going to be mafkir his house and his chatzer, right? And he's like a guest, right? Because he doesn't own the place where he's living. Right? So then when he says, I'm being mevatel my house and my chatzer, we don't listen to him because, like, who's being mafkir his house? This guy's Amar Leis, Abai said to Rav Papa, being the Rabbanan, being the Rabbi Elazar, came in the Gali Daiti Gali. Right? Whatever he says, that's what he means, that's what he goes. We don't assume that his das is otherwise. Okay, just to finish off the parak, V'chein Shemati B'menesh Ha'yotzim V'Arakablin B'Pesach V'Hilchos Pesach. You can use this Arakablin for Maror. My Arakablin, what is that? So, Amarish Lakish Atzavso Charuzayosa. Charuzayosa. This, if you look at Rashi, so it's some sort of growth that grows around a palm tree. Tosus has actually pretty good kasha. Right? We know one of the requirements for Mar that is that it needs to be a vegetable that grows from the ground, or some shrubbery or whatever. So if you tell me it grows around a palm tree, so that's part of a tree, that's a problem. So he says that no, it's just mitzvah wise, it's just some, you know, some growth that grows where palm trees grow. It's not actually part of the palm tree. Okay, whatever. That's just a detail. Either way, Hadron Alach, Os, and Vasan, and Mitzvah Shem will go vayter in the Halakha Shas tomorrow. We'll start the third parak of Bakol Ma'arvin. Okay, Mitzvah Shem, have a great Shabbos, I will say. Feel good, stay safe, and be well.